Good morning. It is the Joe and Alex Show, and if you're just new to the show, you might be looking for a morning show in Indy that's smart and is knowledgeable and really talks about the topics of the day.
You're at the wrong show then.
That is true. That is very true. But we're going to test the knowledge this morning and try to hook you up with a prize. Kings Island passes. You can enjoy the ultimate stunt show now through August 19th, featuring not one, not two, but three adrenaline rushing shows daily. Scott, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
It's going good. How do you think Alex will do here with Smart Alex? I'm going to ask her questions that most likely she knows nothing about, not in her wheelhouse.
You know what? I think it's just one of those mornings where she's going to miss some things. I'm going to win a prize, so we'll see what happens.
All right, and the way this works is quite simple. You're going to guess. Like, I will read a question like, Alex, what's 5 plus 5? And then you, Scott, will let me know if you think she'll get it right or get it wrong. Then Alex will answer, okay?
Perfect.
All right, Alex, by the way, what's 5 plus 5?
10.
Boom. That's how we do it. Are you ready to go, Alex?
Yes.
Are you ready to go, Scott?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
All right. Question number one. Alex, are dolphins fish or are they mammals? Are dolphins fish or are they mammals? Do you think she'll get that right, Scott, or wrong?
I think she'll get that right.
All right. Alex, dolphins, are they fish or mammals?
Mammals.
Correct. Did you think they were fish for a second?
No.
Okay.
I knew that one. I got one for one.
Okay. No, you're doing great. I'm proud of you. What is the capital of Australia? Do you think, Scott, that Alex will know the capital of Australia?
I'm going to say no for this one.
Alex, what is the capital of Australia?
Is it Sydney?
That's what I thought, too, until I looked it up. Liv, do you know what it is?
Is it Perth?
No. Scott, do you know what it is?
I do not.
It's Canberra or Berra, C-A-N-B-E-R-R-A.
Stupid.
I agree. That's why, you know, Australia, right? Right, right. All right. One. Actually, you're going 2 for 2 so far. Let's keep this going. Alex, a shuttlecock is used in what sport? A shuttlecock is used in what sport? Scott, do you think Alex will know this or will she get it wrong?
I think she'll get this one wrong, too.
Okay, Alex, a shuttlecock is used in what sport?
Is it hockey?
What? I know.
What is it, Liv?
Badminton.
I know what it is, too.
Badminton. There we go. Do we have any badminton players in Indy right here? Hands up right here.
I feel like that is a nursing home sport.
Yeah, I know it is.
What do you... What? Well, I played it with my grandma.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's an old person's sport.
What about croquet?
For sure old.
Really?
Yeah, that's old, too.
Old.
Scott has 3 right, by the way.
I know. So I think somebody just won themselves a prize right there.
Yeah!
Hold on, though. Let me see if Alex can get this last one right, just for fun. Alex, what's the strongest muscle in the human body? Is it A, the tongue, B, the biceps, C, the heart?
Ooh, I know it's either A or C.
I'll do it one more time. What is the strongest muscle in the human body? Is it A, the tongue, B, the biceps, or C, the heart?
I'm going to go with A, the tongue.
Well, I don't know what that says about you, Alex, but you are correct.
I knew it.
How do you measure the tongue? Like, is it like a weightlifting thing? I don't understand.
I think it goes all the way down to your butt on the inside of your body.
Does it actually?
I don't know. It goes down far.
Is that why sometimes you're like, oh, man, this food tastes like crap?
It goes way back there. I don't know where it stops.
It doesn't go that far back. You ever seen like a cow tongue?
No,
like
I'm kidding about going down to your butt, but it does go down way far in your throat, right?
I don't know, but I'm trying to think, like, how is it actually strong, though? Because what are you doing? You're like, la, 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 la.
You can crush food with it.
No, you can't.
Yeah, you can.
What are you crushing with your tongue?
Cookie, avocado.
Cracker.
Avocado.
Applesauce.
Applesauce is a good one.
Oh, that's a tough one to crush.
Ice cream.
Pudding.
Soup.
We could go on for days.
Scott, congratulations, buddy.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much. By the way, badminton is a ton of fun.
I see. Thank you. Is there an indie badminton league? Because I'd be down to be on a team. I have a wicked scoop.
Okay, Scott, whatever you say.
I have no idea, but I played intramural badminton when I was in college, and it was a ton of fun.
Did that pick up all the ladies? They're like, oh,
well,
Scott,
absolutely.
You're so amazing.
Do you also like people to chew your food for you?
All right, Scott, I'm not going to let us get made fun of anymore. Congratulations. Hang on the line all this week at 7 o'clock. You can win Kings Island passes.